Okay, we left off. We haven't done this in a while, so my apologies. I'll give you a chance to catch up. Okay, so everyone's all caught up now?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So we left off Simon Ayin Dalid. Shalom Levarich Shevar Roma Se'erva. A lot of big topics over here. We have Roa Se'erva, we have Libo Roa Se'erva, women being Tovelas, and how they make a brach when they're Tovelas. What is... I mean, this may sound a little weird. What is proper halachic underwear that a man should wear? Objective and subjective erva, women's hair covering, kol isha, shetels, you know, all sorts of labedic topics. OCD on wiping oneself after going to the bathroom. All these, so a lot to cover. Okay, so Sif Aleph. Person hayashen arum betaliso tzarich lachutz betalis alibo va'az yikra mishum deliber asher va'aser. If a person is unclothed and they're underneath a blanket, they have to make a chatzitza between their lave and their erva with the blanket to tighten the blanket around their waist so that there shouldn't be a problem of libo ro erva. And Rama adds, what dinim libo ro erva schavero aser? Not only can your lave not be unencumbered, and have a direct line to the erva, it can't even be to ervas chavero. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat Nalif that the same is true if one is sleeping bechaluka below mechnasayim. If a person is sleeping in a long robe without pants, it's same din, because it's not just a cover that's external to you, but even something that's on your body. But if there's a libo rosa ever problem, it's going to be asur bedivrei Torah, or to say any bracha whatsoever. The Dir Shovir quotes from the Eshel of Rabbi Butchach that when it comes to answering amen, so the halacha is, the halacha would be that I would have the same din as hirhur, which is mutter b'fnei erva. So you'd be allowed to answer amen, but you would not be allowed to say any bracha or say any sort of tefillah when it's libo roa es ha'erva. If you have, however, a garment that has something that sticks to your body, something that has a belt, a robe, let's say, with a belt, so then that solves the problem of libo roa es ha'erva. That's a gartel, right? It doesn't have to look like a gartel. It could just be a belt. It could just be a strap on underwear or something like that. That is hefsik between the lave and the erva. And Sif Katan Gimel Mishbura writes, same is true for chotit betaliso mitachas libo k'deshi hefsik ben libo la erva v'afilu libo megula legamri. That if, let's say, a person is not wearing a shirt and he just takes a cloth and wraps it around his waist, that would be okay as well. Even if libo megula legamri, he's allowed to say a bracha. There's no halacha that you're not allowed to say a bracha without a shirt on, or they're not allowed to say kriyashma without a shirt on. Now, certainly not allowed to daven without a shirt on, because it's someone v'nei melech. But say brach and say kriyashma, one is allowed to without a shirt on, as long as he avoids the issue of libo roa se'erva. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet points out v'da da'afilim libo mechusa beg lehafsik bein la'erva sarach she'te'er vaso gamken mechusa. Although you're allowed to be shirtless, one is not allowed to be pantsless and say a bracha. If the erva is megula, even if he has a gartel on between the lave and the erva, yeah, don't think about it. But if the erva is megula, so in that situation it would be asur to be kari min haTorah, even if he's mechusa, even if his whole face, he could be wearing a stocking on his head where he doesn't see anything, but with the erva, where he's omid bebeso arum and he sticks his head outside the window, so the erva megula, he's not allowed to say any bracha. In Sifkat and Hay, Mishra Bura points out that in Derech HaChaim, he points out that even b'diyeved, if you kar kriyashma and you're mispalel, you have to say it again. That it wouldn't even count. And kriyashma you'd be chozer with the brachos if you said kriyashma with libo roa se'erva, because that's part of the takanas chachamim. But by other brachos, there's a suffix. He says im yachzor and suffix brachos lahakel, and therefore you would not have to be chozer. Now on this line that the Rama says that the same is true of libo roa ervas chavero, the Dir Shovir points out that even if libo roa ervas katan or nachri, the Levush says that it's also to read kriyashma. Ervas chaver would mean even if it's the erva of a child or the erva of a guy, and it's just like einav roa says erva, where if you are seeing the erva of a child or the erva of a guy, you're not allowed to say kriyashma. However, the Levush is only machmir if the katan is already of age where he's roi lebia. Otherwise, it would not be a problem with the katan. Okay, moving along, and I'll skip Sif Beis for now. Sif Gimel, if you look at, actually in Sif Beis, just a little point, Mishmur and Sif Kanaches points out that sorry, that it says that you should make sure, the Shulchan Aruch had said that you should be mechasa, that if you're standing in water, in clear water, you should be cover yourself with a beged underneath the lave, so you don't have a situation of libo roas erva k'sheyivarech, but the Mishnah just points out you also have to cover your head, because you can't be mevarech begili arosh. As we've pointed out in the past, that even your hand covering your head b'diav b'shas adchak is okay, but really, ideally, you should pull a sleeve or something else over your head. Siv Gimel Shulchan Aruch writes, "Ma'adam mechabik gufo bizroosav, dainin lekaf saka." If a person is in the water and he needs something libra, he needs to be mafsik between the lev and the erva. He can hug himself with his arms, and that itself, his body himself, can create the hefsik between his lev and the erva. Mishabur points out in Siv Katan Yadalid that afal gav the kisui bialma biyadav mevor b'sif beis delomahani za'adiv tfei. Even though normally covering your head with your hand, right, as a yarmulke, doesn't work lechatchila, this is better. Hugging your body with your arms is better. Why? Because it's not the darken shel bnei adam lechabek atzman kach. It's not normal for a person to hug themselves that way. So that's why, even though it's chad guf, that's considered a hafsaka. The Dirshu, and he points out, even though someone who's nogeh biyadav b'makamos hamechusim, the Tshuvas Torah Lishma says mikol makom mutar levarich, even though he's touching parts of his body that are normally covered when he's chavik b'zroosav, he's touching his stomach, his torso, that's a part of the body that's normally covered, still you're allowed to say a bracha. And he says in Nishma Savram quotes the same from of Shlomo Zalman Arbach. The reason is because when the body's in the water, so you're not going to be worried about what's the problem that you're touching makamos hamechusim, is that you're touching schwitzy areas of the body. But when you're in the water, you're in the swimming pool, you're in the mikveh, you don't have to worry about that, because everything is being washed while you're in there. It's being washed by the water. In Sivdal, Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh mishomer shanoshim yicholos levarich ulispal k'shein levushos hachaluk avul pishein mafsikus lematam elev. Now this whole din of libero serva is a din for men. But when it comes to women, since anatomically women are built differently, there's no issue of libero serva, and therefore they could be wearing a loose robe, and that's fine. V'imein arumos, the Rama adds, tzorech shetei erva shalem tochos pekarka oshiyosheves al shar davar. And if a woman is totally unclothed, she could just be sitting on the ground or sitting on something that covers up her erva. That's a Mishnah Maseches Chala. The Mishnah Maseches Chala talks about Isha Kotze Chala Kshi Aruma, that a woman is able to be Mafresh Chala, even though Afreshes Chala comes with the Bracha, even when she is Aruma, because it covers her erva. Just sitting covers her erva. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. It's a contest valve, because an isha's erva is lamata ma'od ve'ina lev shela yachal erosa. So there is no direct line between the lev and the erva. But if they're omdos arumos, it's a different isser, and that's gili erva. I mean, that's the isser we pointed out before, that even if you solve the problem of libo roas erva, you can't have exposed erva. So if she's omdos aruma, if she's omedos aruma, then certainly she's not allowed to say a bracha. When the Rama says that if she sits on the ground, then you're not going to have libo roas erva shalahen, he doesn't really mean then you're not going to have a problem with libo roas erva shalahen, he means the other problem. You're not going to have a problem of her just being omedos aruma, where her erva is exposed. That's really the main point. Where does this come up all the time? A woman has to go to the mikvah. So when a woman goes to the mikvah, she has to say the bracha. The bracha is supposed to be over las yasan, not over da over. So she can't say the bracha while she's still dressed, because then she has to do two more steps before she's tevelah. She has to take off her clothing and go into the mikvah. But what's she supposed to do? Say the bracha when she's undressed? Then she's aruma. How's she supposed to say the bracha? So in Yarden, Simin Reish, the Mishbur points out that Taz and the Shach come to the maskana that based on what Shulchan Aruch says over here, that by a woman there's no concern of libo roas erva, she's allowed to make the birch satvila when she's omedes betocha mayim, even though she's aruma, because gili erva ain baza, because the mayim itself is considered a kisui. It's not considered that she's totally exposed. But better, he says, is that libo lemala min hamayim, because that would be even mutter for a man. So the women have a minag that they are chovkos atzman when they say the bracha, or that the lev is lemala min hamayim. That's really unnecessary lahalacha. The Shulchan Aruch is pointing out over here, the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out over here. That's really not necessary, because libo roas erva is not an inyan by women. It's not a problem at all by women. But anyway, they're extra machmir to avoid an issue of libo roas erva. erva. In Sifhei, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shari v'ro mas erva mutter, avalim ezame evarav no geya. This is the underwear sif. If a person, even if he doesn't have liberoas erva, but one of his evarim are no geya, bein be'ervaso, bein be'ervas chevero, if one of his evarim is touching his own erva, or someone else's erva for whatever reason, also likros kriyashma l'espalel, then he's not allowed to say kriyashma or davin v'yarchosav sherva shocheves alein, and even if his erva is touching against his thigh, tzarech lafsikon bebeged, he should have a beged being mafsik between his erva and his thigh, olar chikon beinyan shlo yiga hagid bahem, or to some other way distance them so that the his gid, his aver, should not touch his thigh. So this is the old boxers or briefs discussion, right? That if a person is wearing boxers, that's loose fitting, so then there's more of a concern that the erva will be touching the thigh. If the erva is touching the thigh, he's not allowed to say a bracha while that's happening. So if with tighter underwear, he doesn't have that problem. Although there may be other issues we saw earlier with tighter underwear, the chashash hirurim and whatever else, chashash kishui. But the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat Nyetes, Ezame Evarav Degazrin and Negia Shari Evarav Mishum Negias Yadav, that the real reason that you're not allowed to have any of one's limbs touching the erva is a gzeira, lest your hand be touching the erva, where, and the hand is shelo yavli dehirur. So it's like a gzeira l'gzeira on hirur, why another limb is not allowed to be touching the erva. It's pretty wild that we go that far, that lest his hand be touching, and the hand is because of hirur. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat Nachav that Negia to kiss we're not makbid about, that if the sack is touching his thigh, that's not a problem, because that's not a chashash of hirur, it's only the gid itself that we're choshesh. But the medaktikin are careful about that as well. But b'diavad, he says, yotze, even if the gid is touching your erechayim, even if your thigh is touching the gid, still a person would be yotze anyway, the bracha. You wouldn't have to repeat the bracha. So I saw in Piskei Tshuvas in Os Tess over here, in Siman Ayin Daled, he writes, l'chein roi lehisrachek mimichnasayim tsarim, umuhudakim asher gormim l'negias ha'erva b'yarchosav. That a person should be careful not to wear tight pants. It's the more stylish thing nowadays to have tight pants. When I was a teenager growing up, the looser the pants were, the cooler it was. It was the MC Hammer days. But nowadays, it's the tight pants are more popular, more in style. So he says, not a good idea to have tight pants because of this issue. He says, better idea is just not to think about this too much. Wear normal pants that aren't so tight. Don't be thinking every bracha. Because adrabah, it's going to be more of a chashash hirur if a person is always thinking every bracha, exactly how he's positioned and things like this. So he says, good advice, not to think about it. He says, aside for that, any suffix that comes up in this area, there would be no reason to be machmer whatsoever. Remember, it's like a gzera l'gzera of hirur. So you wouldn't be machmer in any sort of suffix in this. In this area, in Sivav, the Shulchan Aruch writes that that lispal asrat sheichasad libo, that even though we said you're allowed to say a bracha without a shirt on, guy's going swimming and someone brings a drink, it's hot outside, so he's allowed to say a bracha without his shirt on because he has a bathing suit, so that's going to be avoid the problem of libo rasa erva, and he's certainly not arum on his erva, so you're allowed to say a bracha, just put something on your head. Even if he's in the swimming pool, he could probably even put his hand on his head because it's shasad chak, but he's not allowed to daven that way. Person can't, I guess that's another issue that comes up in hotel programs on Pesach, that people come in their swim gear to whatever. Okay, anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nachav Daled writes, V'hu adin kol gufo, v'nagalibo aidi dereisha, that really your whole body has to be covered, it's not just your chest that has to be covered, your entire body has to be covered when you daven. By Kriya Shema, you don't have to be mechasa libo. The reason tefillah is more chamor is because you're omid lefnei melech, like we pointed out before, so it's entirely different than tefillah. Okay, then comes Simin Ayin Hei. Simin Ayin Hei says the Shulchan Aruch, Tefach Magula bi Isha b'makam shedarka lechasosa afilu hi ishto asur lekros kriyas shema kinegda. That if there's an exposed tefach of a woman, even if that woman happens to be your own wife, one is not allowed to say kriyas shema while she's there, v'yesha in front of it, v'yesharm dafka b'ishta v'bisha cheres afil pachus mitefach. Have a erva. And then the Rama quotes that if it's not your wife, even less than a tefach is a problem. The Mishabur points out that when it's keneged erva mamish, even when you're otsem einav, even if your eyes are closed, it's aser unless you turn your face in the other direction. And he says, but yesh matir mazeh imu nizar miliros klal. Some are makel that if you close your eyes, even as and you don't see anything, then that's that would be okay. And the Medir Shui points out that even someone who doesn't close his eyes, but he looks somewhere else to the point where he doesn't notice the tefach chaznish is makel on that as well, that he could say kriya shema. But when it's the ef shal binyan acher, says Mishabura, you could be somech on that and close your eyes in a way that you don't see anything, and that would be good enough. What about learning Torah when there's an exposed tefach of an isha? You're on a train, and very often there's a tefach of a part of a woman's body that's supposed to be covered but isn't covered. So you're allowed to learn on the train. So Rav Nevin Sal's Mishabura, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman that is not as chamor as tefillah, and it can be somech on the yesh matirim that as long as you're not looking, and that would be okay, that you'd be allowed, to learn. The Mishabur points out in Sukkot and Beis that a woman's face or her hands or feet, things that aren't normally covered, is okay to say kriya shema across from v'chein b'parsos regal ad ashok v'ad makom shenikra kni. That below the knee, it's okay. But Malcolm Shadrach and Leilichachem Mutulikros Kenegdo. As long as it's the derech, it's the style that the tznua women don't wear stockings, so that's okay. That's an issue that women always contend with. What exactly is the requirement of what part of their legs do they have to cover? Is it necessary for a woman to wear stockings? Can she wear sandals without anything covering her feet? So that's one of those tricky areas of erva that are tali amina kamakom. They're not tali. It's not objective, it's subjective. It's subjective to the amina kamakom. So it's always tricky trying to figure out what the amina kamakom is. I live in the Five Towns area, so if you ask half the people in Five Towns, they'll tell you the amina kamakom of Yirei Shamayim and Snuos is that they wear stockings, and others will say, what are you talking about? You know, the Minhag HaMakom is clear that people don't. So it's very tricky to figure out exactly what the Minhag HaMakom. How do you define Minhag HaMakom? Do you define Minhag HaMakom when normal people walk in the street? Or do you define it how Beis Yaakov girls walk in the street in that place? How people who generally, Lavdavka Beis Yaakov, I'm saying people who generally are makbid in all areas of Tzinius. So it's a little tricky. Rav Shapta thought that it should be based on how Tzanua people who are makbid in all areas of Tzinius, how they walk in the street, not just what the style is out in the streets. Good. The Shulchan, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Gimel writes, Tzarech lizar b'shoshim enekes u'megal d'deh shol dabra shum devrei kedusha. There, this comes up that if a woman is nursing, so all the time she's always going to be nursing, that you not speak divrei kedusha while she's nursing. Even if the person is not having hirurim at the time, it's still something to be wary of. And then Halach and Sif Beis Shulchan Aruch writes, Seir shel isha shedarka lechasoso asur likros kenegdo. The hair of a woman that's normally covered, you're not allowed to read kriya shema there, even if it's your wife. Aval besulos shedarka lech pros harosh mutter. But a besulo who doesn't cover her hair, you're allowed to read kriya shema when her exposed hair is there. And the Rama adds, "V'adin asarul shel nashim shorgil latzeis michutz latzimtan," that the hair that hangs loose, you're allowed to say kriya shema as long as there's a basic head covering. V'kol shekein seir nachris afilu darka lechasos, and certainly the seir of a nachris, even if it's seir nachris over here means peya nachris, it means the shetel hair. Even if normally she wears a hat on top of the shetel, like the Hasidish women do with the shetel and a little hat on top, still it's not a problem. You're allowed to say kriya shema connected the shetel. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nyud points out that even if it's ein darka lechasoso rak pashuk belo b'bayis b'chatzer, even if she only covers it when she's out in public, but not even in a semi-private area, it's still called erva l'kuli alma. Even in the house, and you're not allowed to say kriya shema if it's partially exposed. This would mean, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if a married man is at home with his wife, and his wife's hair is not covered, he may not say Kriya Shema connected that hair. And not only that, Mishmura adds, and even if this woman happens to walk around without her hair covered all the time, she never ever covers her hair. So you might say, oh, so now she's in the category of what the Shulchan Aruch spoke about with Besulos, that Besulos, since they never cover their hair, so their hair mele is not ever, and you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. So maybe you'll say a woman who just doesn't cover her hair, so her hair shouldn't be erva, and you should be allowed to say Kriya Shema. Says in Mishmura, nothing doing. Asur, it's absolutely forbidden, that one is not allowed to rely on that. However, there is the famous comment of the Aruch HaShulchan, where the Aruch HaShulchan, after saying how sad it is and how terrible it is that people aren't so makbid to cover their hair, nevertheless says that because people aren't so makbid on this halacha, it becomes like the hair of Besulos, meaning exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says is not true, the Aruch HaShulchan says is true. And therefore, if a man wants to say Kriya Shema and his wife's hair is uncovered, so since he's used to her hair being uncovered around the house, or certainly people are used to seeing uncovered hair of married women all the time, so one is allowed to say Kriya Shema connected the uncovered hair of married women. The Mishnah Berurah in Sefer Nir Aleph has an interesting note. He says, Besulos arusos asuros le'elch b'gilei arosh. An arusa is not allowed to go b'gilei arosh with her hair uncovered, even though she's still a besula. So not so noga, you would think, because we do erusin right before nisun, so a girl is never... So what about at the wedding, right? At the wedding. So Rav Vadia writes that in a chinami, she needs to cover her hair as soon as she has nisun, not erusin. He holds by nisun. So he holds that you can't do yichud. At the Sephardim don't do yichud at the wedding. They only do yichud afterwards, because if you're going to do yichud at the wedding, she has to cover her hair right away. Our minig is to be makel for whatever reason. I think there's a 10-minute halacha shir on it, so you could figure it out. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Yishei Yisrael, the Yesh Al Milismach. But the minig is that people are makel with that, they only cover their hair afterwards, after the Bi'ur Rishona, or after there could have been a Bi'ur Rishona. Okay.
That's the reason why the Sephardim don't have yichud.
I think so, yeah. So they have yichud. It causes other problems, though, because if you hold yichud as the nisun, you just made all the brachas on the nisun under the chuppah. So how do you have such a big hefsek? So Rav Shechta said he wouldn't say a bracha under a Sephardic chuppah, because if you're saying a bracha, then you have such a big hefsek. Someone told me that he requested not to be given a bracha under the chuppah, but when they begged him, he took it. Like he did say he just wasn't so comfortable with it. Okay. In Siv Gimel, Shulchan Aruch writes, a person should not hear kol zemer isha at the time of Kriya Shema, even ishto, but a kol haragil bo eino erva. If he's used to it, then it's not considered erva, but a single girl, even a single girl, this would apply to. There's no difference between a married girl and a single girl, but shelo b'shas Kriya Shema, it would be mutter, as long as he doesn't have kavana to be mechavin, that he shouldn't have hirhurim. It says v'zemer eishes ish v'chein kol arayos liolam asu l'shmo v'chein pnuya shi nida v'kol arayos hi. Meaning the ish of kolisha begins when the girl is old enough to be a nida. So if the girl is too young to be a nida, you might think, well, you know, she already dresses tzenua, so you might think you have to worry about kolisha. You don't have to worry about kolisha yet. Kolisha is only when she's old enough to be a nida. So you have young girls are putting on a play and their performance in the third grade or whatever, so everyone's father comes, that's okay. All the fathers can hear the girls singing. The Mishnah Berurah writes, all besulos are becheskos nidos as soon as they get to Zman Veses, but not before they get to Zman Veses, they're not becheskos nidos. In Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch talks about erva ba'ashashis, if you have erva through a glass and you see it derech tafnaseha, you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema Kenegda, that even if you see it through a glass, so it's unlike tzoa ba'ashashis, we assume the glass takes away the smell, so it takes away these presence of the tzoa. But the erva has to do with Riyas Einayim. Rav Vadia has a famous tshuva about erva on the television, whether that's erva ba'ashashis l'chara, that's worse than erva ba'ashashis. In Siman Ayin Vav, just to briefly mention, the Shulchan Aruch talks about that a person has to make sure that he's clean after going to the bathroom before saying any bracha, and he writes in Sefei Tzoa b'fita ba'as afilu hi mechusa asu likros l'divrei hakol afilu einu neres k'shu omed v'neres k'shu yoshev, that if he's dirty still and didn't do a good job wiping, then he's not allowed to say Kriya Shema. And he says even if you're going to be matir by Tzoa al besaro that's mechusa, that if you have tzoa on some other part of your body that's covered by clothing, that would be mutter. But tzoa in the makom where it comes out is much worse. And even if it's covered with clothing, even if a person put his pants back on, still you're not allowed to say a bracha. So a person has to be al kein yesh l'adam l'soror v'liros tamet she'enaki piyat abash l'al rochso b'mayim oberok. A person has to clean himself very well and make sure that he doesn't have any tzoa in that area. However, Pesukei Teshuvos points out what seems to be very, very good advice in Siman Ayin Vav over here, that a person should not become too OCD about this. He says, the rechitza b'mayim o barok en el amitas chasidus, that's considered amitas chasidus, to wash with water. Meikar adin, you use dry toilet paper, midina de gemara, 3 wipes should be good enough, even though the chadchila you should be mekanech until you feel totally nucky, but a person should not go nuts about this. A lot of times, halacha is a place where people who are otherwise suffering from OCD express their OCD. I remember reading in the biography of one of the holy rebbes, one of the Hasidim wrote a biography of this holy Hasidish Rebbe, and it says he was a kadosh and tahar from the time he was a young child. He would spend hours in the bathroom making sure that he was completely clean, and he would wash his hands 1,000 times a day. And they didn't even realize they're mamish describing OCD. And as a child, it wasn't because he was a kadosh v'tahar; it's because he had OCD. He taka became a kadosh v'tahar, but he had OCD obviously, and that's not something that a person should. You know, it's not something that we laud, it's something that we have to treat, it's something that a person should get over. Shouldn't spend hours in the bathroom cleaning oneself. Okay, so we'll pick up from there next time. Are we on next?